Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We've been talking about football. We won't continue
sports
that.
Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah.
We would be very bad Sports Talk Radio hosts.
I'd be better than you.
You might be. Can we talk pro wrestling?
I want to mention one more
quickly,
before we get into other stuff. So we're talking about who will be the next Penn State football coach. Still, all these names are out there. There's one that I've heard, not a lot, but enough that it makes me wonder if there's some possible something, something. So I'm going to mention it here in case it does happen and we can say our sports talk was correct. Joe Brady, Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator, Penn State graduate. I understand he also, I from what I've heard, he is very supportive financially to the university as well.
I like his initials.
So if you Google it, you'll see, like, starting in mid-October, there was some discussions about could he possibly be going there. Rumblings of, you know, mentioned as a possible Penn State head coach. Who knows?
From Buffalo.
Yeah, the Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator.
Going to State College is a weather upgrade in the winter. That's kind of interesting.
If you went there, look, people who go there, my daughter goes there. But you know, there's a network of, you know, if there are people, they bleed blue and white.
Yep.
They have so much love, which is why we hear so much about how important certain things are to be a coach there. And it's someone who would have that connection.
Right.
It would obviously be brownie points on top of any kind of, you know, other experience. So that's just a possibility out there. Who would you like to see as the next coach for the Penn State Nittany Lions?
If you're hoping they'll rehire James Franklin, no, he's going to Virginia Tech.
He doesn't even talk about it as Penn State. He calls it the last place. Well, the last place we're at for 12 years.
That's PA hellhole. he doesn't say that, but I get it, though.
I wish him well. I think that that is a perfect position for him. And he'll do well for them. And, it, you know, he will get, that is his whole recruiting area as well. And will some, I don't think there will be many who'd say, I want to go to Virginia Tech instead of Penn State. But you just don't know. You don't know. So there are rumblings that Penn State knows and has a coach in place, but we won't know until after Thanksgiving or something.
The only thing they're saying right now is someone with football coaching experience.
Someone who knows football.
Yeah, they know this game pretty well. And they're confident they can lead. Beyond that, who knows?
Yeah. Somebody texted Matt McGloin, ha.
But what after this? But what about right after spring practice when he leaves?
Right.
Then what? Right?
Right.
It's a resignation joke. Come on, just play along.
We were also talking Bob Chesney at James Madison University, someone who also has roots in Pennsylvania, was from Culpmont. He's another one whose name has come up. Someone texted us and said Kurt Cignetti came from James Madison. Look what he's done for Indiana. This is true.
Yeah, but what happened? No, that's a good point.
Very good point. All right. It is the morning news on WILK on this Wednesday morning, 36 degrees, cloudy skies. Might have had some snow showers, and they'll stick around only a little bit this morning and then partial clearing this afternoon. We will see a high of 45. We are now at 36 degrees. Yesterday, it happened very, very quick.
Yep.
It was so quick. It was mind-blowing. I mean, I have to be honest, the House thing was one thing, which was a unanimous vote, sans one. So it wasn't unanimous. It was almost this Clay Higgins, I believe, from Texas, with the lone no vote on releasing the Epstein files.
It's one way to make a name for yourself, to stand out in that bunch.
Hey,
look at me.
Both the House and the Senate acted decisively, passing the bill to force the Justice Department to publicly release the files on convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. You know, this all started with just this very small bipartisan group of House lawmakers back in July using the dispatch petition to maneuver around Speaker Mike Johnson's control of the House floor. It seemed like a long shot, didn't it then? Remember, it was all being talked about as a hoax by Donald Trump at that time. But a lot of things have happened on many fronts, especially the election. And there were sweeping victories for Democrats across the board. There were sweeping victories for Democrats in Republican areas. And I think that was a wake-up call to many. There is a fracture in the President Trump base over this Epstein issue. The fact that someone would work so hard not to release something they talked about releasing would make you wonder what they're concerned about. I mean, it wasn't just the president. Mike Johnson was pushing back on this. But the president in recent days bowed to the political reality, saying he would sign the bill, which makes a lot of people go, what is going on? Now, not to say we don't agree that he should release them. The question is, what will happen? If it's going to be procedurally pushed through by the Senate today with no changes, and it's supposed to be on the president's desk. The question is, what's next? There are some who believe, Pam Bondi might go, sorry, we've opened an investigation into Democrats, which is wild. So we would only protect. So what she's saying is we would only go after those from one party. Just ridiculous. So people are wondering, will she only add some and leave others out? Now, we don't know if that will happen or not. Others are saying, look, there are enough people that have seen these files that it would come out eventually if there were stuff being hidden.
Yeah, you mentioned Mike Johnson coming out. Yesterday, we had played a clip also from the president. I want to play a part of it, where he talked about the Epstein list and it being a Democrat thing and it's a Democrat problem. And then he went on to say this.
All I want is I want for people to recognize the great job that I've done.
And he doesn't mention the victims at all. The victims and what they've been saying and what people have been pushing for, that's really what's driven this more than politics. People are like, yeah, let's not forget about the victims. But the president was like, no. I'm doing a great job. Let's not use this. This is not a, this shouldn't be a distraction.
Narcissism on display.
But then Mike Johnson came out yesterday and he's, you know, saying kind of similar things he's not talking about victims at all.
President Trump has nothing to do with it. He has said himself, he has nothing to hide. And that's clearly what they've been trying to do. They're trying to attack President Trump. This is what they've done. They weaponized the justice system over the last several years to go after him. And this is their latest attempt. And they don't have a platform or a principle to defend on the Democrat Party side. So they put all their eggs in this basket. And that's why you hear endlessly about Epstein. Everything's about Epstein.
And everyone voted for it.
Let us just say that That statement right there is so laughable. They don't have a party or platform to stand on. They had a party and platform to stand on. They did not run against Donald Trump this past election. They ran on affordability. They ran on making things affordable for people. They ran on, we are fighting for you to get healthcare help with the ACA, subsidies being extended. That is still another issue that needs to be worked on. But this is wild. So innocent, if he is truly not, if he has nothing to worry about in those files, why wouldn't you be the first one saying, we are going to release the files? If there's nothing to hide. Like, this is the funny thing. If all of what he's saying is true, they want to do this, they want to hurt him, they blah, blah, blah. If all of that were true, this is so easy to go, we're going to call their bluff. We're going to release them and you're going to see. You know damn well if he was not in those files at all, these things would have been out there on day two. But instead, it has been dragging them along. And finally, I think the dam just burst on this thing. I think there are Republicans who realize the shellacking that happened a couple Tuesdays ago. And they know that all of this is a part of it. This is a big part of it because with their own people, if they can't get their base out to vote for them next year, if they feel so disillusioned, disappointed in the people who said they were going to do this, yeah. You can't even get your own people, never mind trying to convince independents or people on the other side to vote for you. If you have your own base just disappointed and deflated, they know that they have to do this or all hope is gone for the next year and the elections.
I think it drives me crazy about all this is who knows what is going to come out and when. But There is this idea, and it probably is. It's definitely a both sides thing. It's like salivating, just like, oh, something good's going to happen to take out the other side. Like, it doesn't matter what their current political party is, if it's a Democrat or a Republican or an independent, if they are in those files and they've done something heinous or they're directly linked, then they're not a part. They're a sex pervert. And like, they're a creep. They're potentially a criminal. They've done something wrong. Let's not make this about political party.
You know? Let's just make it about let the chips fall where they may. This is all the information in those files. What's really interesting is there was an investigation going on until Donald Trump came into office. And then that investigation was shut down and people were either removed or moved out of that position. And they stopped the investigation. Pam Bondi said there was nothing else to investigate. Is it going to be something if we see these files, whether it's a politician with a D or an R next to their name or just a business person? Is it going to be interesting if we see real damning evidence and we had our own attorney general say, yeah, there's nothing to see here. This is real disturbing stuff, but we're going to see it. Hopefully.
I get it.
Will they change them? Are they redacting them? Will they? I think all of it's going to come out. If they try to cover things up, that's all going to come out. There are too many people who've seen these files. Too many. In a week, we'll be on Thanksgiving Eve.
You will.
What do you mean?
My oven is on the fritz. We may not be able to do Thanksgiving this year.
Oh, do you do it anyway? Do you make it yourself? Or I thought you went.
Well, my wife used to hate turkey. Now she likes making it. But we have an oven.
It's really not that hard.
Oh, I'm not saying it's hard, but she enjoys doing it. She likes it. My daughter likes doing it. But our oven has we probably could cook through it. It just starts smoking. It smells like burnt plastic.
Yeah, it's time to get a new one.
We know it's only a year old.
Do you have a warranty? You better hurry up.
They're supposed to come today, but they can't tell me if they can fix it today or just go, oh, yeah, you're right. It's broken. We'll come back in December. We don't know. So,
I'll tell you what. We had a power outage.
Thank you. We'll be there at what time?
No, I'm kidding. We had a power outage. Maybe it was 6-7 years ago. I can't even remember exactly when, but my mother-in-law had come in and the power was gone. So what I did was we cooked the turkey out on the grill. The grill had enough propane in it, and we cooked the turkey on the grill. It was wonderful.
My wife keeps suggesting that we'll get like turkey breasts and we'll put them on the grill. And I love grilling, but all I keep thinking about is charred turkey.
No, put the turkey on the grill.
I know. And I keep thinking about it being charred like a steak. And that
No, it was fine.
I know I'm overthinking it.
No, it was really fine. Because it's like an oven. You could heat it up there to the right. It's just a long time. So make sure you have enough protein in there. It was good, though. Worked out. All right. Talking about data centers, the Scranton Times Tribune has a story. And they're talking about a number of different municipalities and what they're doing about them. Dixon City is working on regulating data centers. From what I understand, though, they don't have any proposed operator coming in at this time, but they're trying to kind of get ahead of things. They are going to hold a public hearing December 9th at the borough building. That's at 5:30 p.m. And they'll ask the public for any kind of input. And their ordinance that they're looking at would make data centers special exceptions in Dixon City's light manufacturing districts. And that has a whole bunch of different requirements. They have to go in a public hearing in front of the hearing board, and they have different criteria established. So we do know the Mid-Valley area has become really pretty much like the main area where there have been data center proposals. You know, Archbold, Jessup. Dixon City would join its neighbors there in Blakely and Jessup, Oliphant, Archbold, in trying to regulate this industry, which has been really just kind of exponentially ramping up.
Right? It seems like it's moving so fast that I almost wonder if they thought, well, just get this done and then they'll notice. The people noticed.
Right. Meanwhile, Blakely is said has applied more than 30 restrictions to data centers. They voted on Monday to adopt an ordinance amending its zoning to address data centers, applying nearly three dozen restrictions on future developments. This is in the Scranton Times Tribune. Yeah. They'd be limited to a wooded area on the outskirts of town in the northwest corner. So, people are just, I think justifiably, what's really wild is, it's a huge impact. The water it consumes is huge. The electricity needs are huge. And, I know the state is working on legislation, where they'd have to generate their own power. There's a whole bunch of things that they're looking at. But, the question is, at the same time that we are talking about how this impacts our rates and, the costs of things, at the same time, we're wondering also how much this technology is going to lead to job losses. And that's a real scary thing. Like, hey, we're going to make room for this thing that's creating this hardship and noise and, what it does to the power and the water in our neighborhood. And at the same time, it may be working towards the dissolution of many jobs.
Not just locally, around the world.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a little dicey. Even by the best case standards, they say once these things are up and running, each one that'll take about 10 years to build is only going to have a handful of employees, 10.
No, the construction 20. Is the thing that brings the most jobs.
Ooh. But if you think about that, think about back in the day when they're building up New York City, do you think they were like, this Empire State Building is going to take 5 years to build and then no one will work in it?
It was the opposite. You had so many jobs brought. So it's just a really weird,
it's the unknown,
scary situation.
An expensive unknown.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We've got, Thanksgiving next Thursday, then the big Black Friday, which I believe was stolen from us. I'm one of those who used to, and I didn't stand in line for hours outside of a store, but I used to like to go when they opened. It was more the experience, the joy, the fun. They took it away. Now there's Black Friday stuff that happened back in October. It's like, what did you do? How dare you?
I feel like I get what you're saying. Can I help you reframe that?
You can do as you wish.
Black Friday is a fun tradition that is no longer as big as it once was, and I miss it. Because I think when you start saying things like, they stole it from us in such close proximity to Thanksgiving with that little land dispute, it feels... like a first world problem. I get what you're saying.
I used to love to do it. I did see, and I wanted, the reason I'm also bringing this up is I have seen that the Wyoming Valley Mall is doing some kind of a Black Friday kind of throwback fun thing. I saw it. They're hosting an old fashioned Black Friday celebration. It's up on their Facebook page. Crowds expected for unbeatable Black Friday offers at the mall. So
And good for them for getting people talking about that. I did see they were making some moves and they're trying to like push back on people who are taking shots.
They're going to have live holiday music. They have a pianist who's going to be there from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. They're going to have Santa in center court from noon to 7 p.m. They're going to have like a walk around magician going on from noon to 2. They'll have professional juggler there as well. The mall open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. So you'll also be able to do your shopping. But, I thought it was cool. They are. So here's the thing. No one's promising you the doorbuster sales, even though I'm sure. Do they have a... No, is there a Boscov's at the Wyoming Valley Mall? I have not been there in a while. But the point is, I'm sure they'll still have stores that will have sales, but they're also making an experience walking around the music and I'm sure the lights and the decor and Santa. And that's really cool.
And a professional juggler.
A juggler and magician.
They said professional because I know sometimes my fear is an amateur juggler who's just dropping everything. This one is a pro. You will be impressed.
But I have seen also people were posting on, comments to their post on Facebook. I'm going to get in line at KB Toys at midnight. Remember those good old fashioned
people,
days?
I don't know who's doing their social media now. And it's an interesting approach. People will take shots at them. Like, I thought you were closed years ago. And they'll just be like, nope, we're still here.
Yeah.
We would love to see you.
And they have pennies. And pennies always has doorbuster sales and stuff on. There are some good deals you can get still on Black Friday at pennies.
But there is, Wyoming Valley Mall is being a little bit self-deprecating and having fun with it. Like, I didn't even know you were open. They go, hey, we're here. And I wish we had people. We miss people. Like, and they'll take shots. And it's kind of funny. And it's a good way to get people talking. And hey, planning an event's not bad.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Just on the same theme, talking about before this is actually after Thanksgiving, but Factoryville always does a Christmas market. And it's really cool.
I've been to this and it cost me money because there was wine for sale, I think.
Oh, well, they do have that too. You can certainly buy that. They have their Christmas market coming up and it's over in the field for Christy Mathewson. So you go over the bridge, you park by the grade school, you go over the little bridge there.
Yeah, okay, I know what you're talking about.
And they have all these vendors. They have great food. They have, the decor. It's just really, really cool. And
great,
you can find really neat, like a lot of handmade, like jewelry and candles and all this other stuff for the holidays. I just want to let people know it's going on Friday, December the 5th. It starts in the evening there. And that's 6 to 9 p.m. the lighting ceremony. Santa's riding on the fire truck. They have barbecue dinner from Hatchet Jack's, which is great. Live music.
Nice.
Pictures with Santa after the 7 p.m. tree lighting. And it also goes on Saturday, December 6th, 11 to 7, and Sunday, December 8th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Really, really fun. Great stuff. So get there. It's very much like an old village kind of Christmas thing.
It feels like I'm going to have to do that. My daughter is, she's been in full on Christmas mode for about 3 weeks now. That's why we put the tree up about a month ago.
Right.
She just goes, face it, Dad, I just like Christmas. And she's singing Christmas carols nonstop.
Oh, so she'll love that.
Oh, but she will. It'll be where she falls in love with Christmas knickknacks.
If you can't get a parking spot at the elementary school there, they had been in the past doing shuttles from Keystone. I didn't check into that yet, but that's another option. But they park all along the street. Listen, I grew up in Factoryville, so there's a lot of parking there on College Avenue. Really, really fun time. Friday, December 5th through Sunday, December 7th in Factoryville. Let's take a look at that weather. Some of us got a little dusting of snow. Here is Joe Snedeker at Storm Tracker 16.
Hi, folks, and good Wednesday, Snedeker here from WNEP TV. Much of the day today, it's going to be awesome. Partly sunny and in the mid-40s, spring fever. Had some wet snow this morning in parts of the area, pretty much gonzo. And it looks pretty good all the way now into Thanksgiving week. I'm loving it. So today, partly sunny, 45. Overnight tonight, lows near 28. Now tomorrow, a partly sunny 45-degree day. Come on, this is excellent. Friday, a weak boundary moves through. There could be a few scattered showers, clouds, peeps of sun, not a bad day at all. And then the weekend, that front moves south and so does the rain. So it looks like Saturday and Sunday, we could be close to 50. Yes, with partly sunny skies. That's good parade weather in Scranton for the Santa parade. I have to say all that because it's a WNEP event and I'm a company man. I'm not a parade guy though. Hey, listen, it's not my fault. I have a short attention span. My brain is wired differently. After one fire truck, I'm ready to go home. Next week, Monday, Tuesday, still looking dry. And then some showers of rain could be around by next Wednesday, pre-Thanksgiving. The rest is up to you. Make it a good day.
Let's try and make it a good day.
He loves parades, but hates parades. So it's like, but he's like that with a lot of things, isn't he?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving is great. Give me my turkey and let me go.
Do you guys still go Black Friday shopping? I do.
I haven't.
My mother
forever.
And I do. And not at, 5 a.m. when they open. I know some places will be like, $10 gift card. I like my sleep too much.
Part of those groups of shoppers who had like things written down and things cut out and you had a plan?
Well, I would have a plan because, again, when it was a big deal, I had young kids. And so you could find like the Tickle Me Elmo
Minions. Deal. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought they were shopping for you and with you. No.
I'd be by myself. But we would go to KB Toys. We would go to Toys R Us. A lot of toys, Best Buy for videos. You know, they used to have like the deal where you could get like $4 movies, which back then they were like $15. Nowadays, you don't even think about that stuff because
there's no such thing as a hard copy of a movie anymore.
No. So look, there's still Black Friday shopping at malls and at other places. There's still stuff to be had. It's just not the big deal that it used to be. And I find that sad because I used to love that hustle and bustle. It gets busy, but nowhere near what it used to be.
Well, I mean, Amazon played a big part in that with the online shopping, but then they took it one step further when they did their deal days or whatever they came up with. They created their own holiday.
The Prime Days.
Prime Days, that's it. Sorry, the Prime Days.
I mean, all of them are having them.
They basically created a new shopping holiday specifically.
It's so true.
And then Walmart did. Now they're all doing it. So it's like we live in this perpetual, it's like perpetual sales, but I don't know if they're, are they really sales?
I was just talking about the Wyoming Valley Mall. Yeah, yeah. They have been putting out this old fashioned Black Friday shopping day where they're going to have music and Santa's there. You know, like the mall at Viewmont Mall has that too. I mean, I don't know if they have the music and all other than what's in the speakers, but they'll have a musician at Wyoming Valley Mall and they'll have, what else did we talk? A juggler.
Professional juggler. I'm not sure you know.
It sounds like a good time and they're trying to get people out shopping on Black Friday rather than going online. All right. We want to get to Chris in Wilkes-Barre, who's on the line. Chris, you're on WILK. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. I got it. You were talking about the mall. I'll tell you what, the girl that runs that, Brianna, She is incredible with what she's doing and trying to bring things back to the mall. Will it ever be what it was? I don't think so. But it could be something new. Because last weekend, she's been doing these craft shows at the mall. People say, well, craft shows at the mall? I'm going to tell you what, I was a vendor. We had thousands of people in the mall on Saturday. The parking lot was full.
Yeah, that's a cool idea that you can turn it into a specialty, almost like a like the Dixon City, what is it, the drive through, the flea market. You can do something and have it do crafts one week or do something different another. That's a really great way, especially when it's colder and people don't want to be outside.
And you know what else? They didn't only support the vendors. They were shopping in the stores as well.
Good.
So, and you know, you were mentioning her funniness on Facebook. Every week she posts on Monday, a move-in Monday, and somebody said, oh, the mall's dead. The mall's dead. So last week she started her video by burying a little coffin that said Wyoming Valley Mall. And then she said, psych.
That's funny.
Wait, I didn't hear psych, so the mall's not buried. No, she's funny.
That's really, really, that's a clever thing.
They're trying.
Yeah.
She always tells people, if you want to complain, you want open a business.
Right.
Chris? You know, Chris, look, malls, the idea of just people opening stores or businesses putting their stores in malls like that is just the old way of thinking. You have to look at this and go, what can we do in this mall?
There's a lot of pop-up places.
Well, there's that. But like if you think like Steamtown is a good example of it with their aquarium. You know what I saw last weekend at Steamtown?
What?
A pro wrestling show in the mall.
Oh, that's cool.
It was a Christmas charity event for a little boy who passed away.
This is how they do things. So that's really cool. It's good to hear that the Brianna's doing good things there.
So that's what we need. We need to give them support and support the businesses that are there, and more people would come.
Agree. Thank you, Chris. You did your part.
Great. See you Black Friday.
All right. Take care. Bye. And that's a perfect, you know, that's why we bring it up. That's why we brought up what they're doing at the Wyoming Valley Mall. I think that's really cool. And also talked about the Factoryville Christmas Market. Would love to highlight any other holiday events as well to let people know. These are great places to go to get some really unique gifts for Christmas.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Texting a lot of people about Black Friday. Seems people do kind of miss the fun stuff yet. Someone said, you know what I miss about Black Friday? Remember when JCPenney's used to give out candy bars? Those were the days. And I said, yes. Didn't they have a discount code inside the wrapper? I thought you'd take the wrapper off and it would like tell you what percentage off.
That sounds vaguely familiar. I didn't do it, but I remember people telling me how much fun it was.
Yeah. Another text. I don't know about the Wyoming Valley Mall. Every time I bring my daughters to the Viewmont Mall, it's absolutely packed. All the restaurants, parking lots are full. I think the difference that we see, at least in my estimation, between Wyoming Valley and Viewmont Mall, the Viewmont Mall is in such close proximity to every other big box store. I mean, you have Commerce Boulevard, you have the mall right there. All the restaurants are along that. You can hit Walmart, you can hit Target, you can hit Lowe's and Home Depot and Best Buy, all on the same like general area. So it's easy to go, oh, I'm going to pop in here and then I'm going to pop in there. The Wyoming Valley Mall, you have to go way further to get to all of those other stores. That's a much longer route. And I think that's a big part of it.
It's interesting to hear you say that because I remember when I lived up here in the late 90s, that mall was there. I seem to remember there was a Wegmans and that was it. I think all I kind of, maybe a Walmart, but regardless, like it's like the area boomed around the mall as opposed to, you're right. My son's always like, how come we don't have stuff up? Well, you know what? It kind of, I think that really played a big part. I think you're right.
That's what I think. Anyway, I think it's all so in such a small area. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in a very one whole contained area. And it's so easy to just pop in, pop out, go to the next place. You go to Wilkes-Barre, you got to drive. I mean, and they have a lot, let's be honest. I think in Wilkes-Barre, you have a lot more options. Didn't they have the Bed Bath and Beyond that never was? They're gone now, I think. But yeah, I'm saying they have some stores that you wouldn't find,
right?
You know, up here. But when I say up here, I say up near where I'm at. So I go to the Viewmont Mall. It's always pretty packed as well. I think the Steamtown Mall's done a really nice job of, like you said, having the aquarium there. They have now they do have the medical offices there.
Yeah, it's not really
convenient. I will say after you get in the parking, I've done the Geisinger there for orthopedics and such.
It's like this weird mix of like, it's almost like an indoor downtown. Hey, here's the medical stuff. Here's the dentist office. Here's the craft, the guy that has like old collectibles. Here's like
it's just a tough place for people to go, to go into a city and go find the parking. And it's a bigger struggle for people. And I think that's why Steamtown didn't work as well.
I like it not because I think of it as the mall it was, but I see the potential of what it can be. And I'm not quite sure what that potential is, but there's like something interesting happening there that's been slowly unfolding.
Somebody else talked about working at Sugarman's. People would line up as soon as the doors opened. They'd come running in. Yes, I remember those days. Well, other people say they miss the early bird deals. You know, if you were the first people in, you'd get discount codes and all that stuff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.